First off, how do you describe a persuadable?
A persuadable is a voter that we poll who the first time we ask them who they're going to vote for, they don't initially and immediately say that they're going to vote for either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. So on the first time that we ask them, they say either they don't know or perhaps they're going to vote for a third-party candidate. And we continue, we ask them if the election were held today and you had to choose and if you were leaning for one or the other, then slowly they start to say, well, I'm leaning a little bit more for one or the other. Or they continue to say, I simply don't know. So they're that small group of voters. Right now in our most recent national survey, only 13%, about one out of eight voters across the country, fall into that group of voters who are persuadable. About 84 to 85% of all voters have made up their mind at this point, and it's a question of turnout with them. But there's that very small group who are still open to deciding. They haven't completely made up their mind. They see pluses and minuses in both Trump and Harris. They are the true persuadables.
Now, for the candidates, how do they get their message across to persuade the persuadables to their side?
Well, certainly they've got to play up their strengths and try to minimize their weaknesses. You know, so what we did is we asked voters at this point, not so much about issues, but about character traits. And the ones that we asked about were, is this candidate, do they have the right temperament to be president of the United States? Which one do you think is a stronger leader? Who's going to bring about the type of change that you want? Who cares about people like you, as well as able to unify the country? And what we find is that these persuadable voters are split. If we first look at Donald Trump, where Donald Trump really does well amongst the persuadables is far more so than Kamala Harris. He's seen as a strong leader. He has a large 27-point advantage over Harris in terms of being a strong leader. Interestingly, when the question is of intelligence, something that's been being kicked around, most especially by the Trump campaign, there's an area where Kamala Harris does better than Donald Trump. 74% of persuadables say, I see Kamala Harris as intelligent. A majority, 59%, see Donald Trump as intelligent. Interesting, when we go under the hood a little bit, persuadables see that intelligence in different ways. They see Kamala Harris as intelligent in terms of her accomplishments as a lawyer, as a prosecutor. Some termed it almost as book smarts. And Donald Trump, the intelligence that they align with him is more business smarts, street savvy. So different kinds of intelligence. When it comes to empathy, a small advantage for Kamala Harris over Donald Trump. And when it comes to unifying the country, persuadables at this point don't feel as though either of these two candidates at a majority rate is able to unify the country. So at this point in time, it really kind of falls to the Harris campaign. Donald Trump is a known. Voters say that they know him. They've experienced his policies, his demeanor. The unknown is Kamala Harris. You know, when we asked voters, these persuadable voters, their opinion of her, there was a greater tendency to say, I don't know. So the battle at this point is more so over defining Kamala Harris to these persuadables, whether positively or negatively. Right now, she does very well on intelligence. She does better than Trump on empathy. But the weakness for Kamala Harris right now is whether she is or isn't a strong enough leader to take the reins of this of our country at this critical point.
The persuadables, are these voters more business savvy or book savvy?
Well, at this point in time, amongst the persuadables, there's a greater tendency to lean towards Trump than there is towards Harris. But 35% of the persuadables won't even lean. They say, I don't know. Their invitation to the candidates is, convince me. Convince me that you're the better candidate. Overwhelmingly, they tend to identify as independents. They also are somewhat less engaged in the political process than other voters. They don't follow the news about the election on a daily basis. They're also, in previous polling, we've seen that they're torn on issues. They tend to be extremely worried about the economy, but also they lean towards being in support of abortion rights. So they're going to, I think, in many cases, these persuadables will be weighing the two candidates right up until the moment that they cast their vote. They're looking forward to debates. We'll see if we have them. But they are going to be a challenge to persuade these persuadables.